Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode. Lady Jane Grey, Queen Jane, was proclaimed Queen of England on the 10th of July 1553. She succeeded Edward VI, the son of Henry VIII. He had died actually on the 6th of July at Greenwich Palace, but his death had been kept secret because of trying to get a smooth succession to Jane. Now, Jane was a contentious choice. However, she had been the choice of Edward. Now, Henry VIII had set out in his will his ideas for the succession, and he'd sort of put in a plan A, B, C, D. He'd sort of kept going, and he'd put his daughters Mary and Elizabeth into the succession. However, he didn't legitimise them. So there was an issue there for Edward that his half-sisters were illegitimate. His eldest sister out of the two, Mary, was also Catholic. Now, Edward was adamant that the country should be Protestant. We know that a lot of damage happened in religious houses, cathedrals, churches during the English civil wars of the 17th century. But a lot of damage was done in the time of Edward VI as well, including actually damage to Edward's uncle's tomb, Arthur, in Worcester Cathedral. And you may have seen some posts that I've put on about Arthur's tomb in the past. And a lot of the damage to the statuettes there, you know, I'm kind of indicating with my hand here, I'm sort of waving it across my face. The statuettes had their noses cut, you know, they were slashed with swords. I mean, it's quite fascinating to look because you can see the sword marks, you know, somebody nearly 500 years ago, you know, slashed these statuettes. But he was adamant that the country should completely turn, you know, to Protestantism and remain that way. Now, Mary was going to make she was not quiet about the fact that she wanted the country to return to the Pope and return to Roman Catholicism. This was a big consideration for Edward as to not naming Mary as his successor. The issue with illegitimacy, or there was the issue with Elizabeth. So although she was a Protestant, she was illegitimate. His cousin, Lady Jane Grey, who Edward had hoped would have had children by the time that he died, and hopefully they would be male, but that hadn't happened. He died a lot quicker than anyone could have anticipated. So he named Jane herself as his successor. She was legitimate. Her bloodline coming from Henry VIII's younger sister Mary was unbroken, and she was a Protestant. And so for Edward, she was the correct choice. So Jane was proclaimed Queen of England on the 10th of July. She had gone to the Tower of London in preparation for her coronation. By the 19th of July, however, she was there as a prisoner. Mary I had drummed up enough support for Jane to be overthrown and Mary proclaimed Queen of England in London on the 19th of July. Hence, therefore, why Jane is known as the 9 Days Queen, when in fact she actually technically reigned for 3 days longer than that, but there you go. Jane wasn't executed immediately. She wasn't actually executed until the following February. And that was only in response to the failed Wyatt Rebellion. And the Wyatt Rebellion sought to overthrow Mary and put Jane on the throne. Because Mary was returning the country to Catholicism, and there was a lot of kickback from the Protestant population of England. And the rebellion ostensibly was to overthrow Mary and put Jane on the throne. So Jane was a constant threat to Mary while she remained alive. Not her as a person. There's no evidence that she was party to these rebellions, but she was a figurehead for any of these rebellions. Elizabeth would also find herself in hot water as a potential figurehead for these rebellions as well. But Jane could not survive this. And she was beheaded on Tower Green within the Tower of London the following February.